Our ring, Todd Maker's about to sell. Now let's see what's going on at the Hind Bridge. Went down in his plan to buy well, London sugar at a cheaper prior's horse resulted in not getting ice. Oh. So the sugar in on the little community today. Oh, as we look in Ben Withers and Dick Hay, we find Orr with Lum, Cripplestone's to the telephone, who is talking of...
Well, what? Son, you wanted sugar. I can provide no all that I bought before and sold you for the tea.
Look,
Gimpia.
How many times do I have to explain, Ben, how if you'd have had any sense of talking to you that it's up so as we could have bought it for all you'd have fixed from Squire. That's right, direct over there.
Look,
what we sent you...
told me to tell Slum you and Abner weren't into the Squire that's going to be that sugar.
Well, that didn't buy make Squire all the more anxious just a moment to us. And anxious to sell down. But what did he keep the price down? 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 Buy it yourself and you do. Buy it yourself and sell it to some friend of yours in Mount Ivy.
Why?
The way things always turn out for me, looks like.
Made myself a nice... You know, you could have done the same thing yourself, Lum.
Oh, shut up.
Thing yourself, Lum.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Next time, maybe I'll be smart enough to use my own idea. Or, I guess that was my idea, wasn't it?
Why?
Well, ain't nothing to do about it now, no way. It's just so much built milk under the bridge now. Worrying over trouble just makes them worse, all of us today.
Well, Lum, we all have our little troubles. Take Milford Spears while we're just.
Is Grandpap in some kind of trouble again?
Well, it's mostly imaginary trouble, but that's the worst kind.
And it is with him, I know. What's happened now?
Yes. I tried to straighten him out on the matter, but it was no use.
Well, what happened then?
He had this letter, and I noticed it was one of those letters out of that 5-year-old mail sack. And I tried to tell him that, but you know him, he just never hears anything anyone else says.
Well, Ben, what did the letter say?
Yes. I find it very irritating to be on the don't you?
I sure do. Now, what was in the letter?
How's that, son?
I said, what was in the letter?
Now, here seems to be the focal point of the whole thing. Milford got a letter from Grimy Ludlow, a boyhood friend of Milford, stating that he, Grimy, and the wife, Mrs. Ludlow, together with their boy, Ansel, and their daughter, Utica, would arrive in Pine Ridge for a fleeting 2-week visit with Mr. and Mrs. Ludlow.
Well, you say that he...
I tried to explain that it was an old letter, but he's one of those people who just don't hear what anyone else says. He went right ahead and got dramatic harder. You see, the plain facts of the matter are, or is it his letter, are, is it...
I don't know, Ben. Just tell me what you're going to say.
Is that? Yes. The plain fact of the matter is that... That doesn't sound right.
Oh, my.
Are that Milford hates Grimy Ludlow.
Oh, I know that. Or leastways, I know he hated and despised Grimy after he visited Grandpap the last time. That must have been, oh, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago. Well, here, that letter must have been for that visit, and Grandpap never got it then.
According to Milford, he got it good, you know. Doesn't intend to let it happen again.
Well, where's Grandpap at now?
I don't know.
Well, we ought to find him and make him understand how old that letter is.
Well, now, there's a fair possibility that he's talking to Abner, which has got him down to it right now.
Down, Grandpap. Things can't be as bad as you're making it. Grimy Ludlow, of all the pigeon-toed varmints in the world, it has to be him. Grimy Ludlow.
Now, Grandpap.
Abner Grimy Ludlow is coming to visit us.
I know it. I know it. She told me that 1,000 or 100 times.
Gonna pise myself right now.
Oh, for
ground myself.
If you don't stop carrying on this away, I'm going to take that baseball bat and run you right out of the store.
Yeah, get the bat, but don't run me out with it. Beat me on the head.
Oh,
yeah, he's more crazy than that than going home and visiting with Grimy Ludlow.
Well, what's so terrible about Grimy? You and him were boyhood chums, weren't you?
We were boyhood chums, yes.
All right. Why can't you be grown-up chums with
Abner? I tried to be a grown-up chum with Grimy when him and his tribe busted in on us about 5 years ago. I've done my out captains to get along with him, but I tell you, them was the worst 2 weeks I ever went through in my whole life.
The worst? Yeah.
And here's what I never will get over. They never even sent us a letter telling us they were coming. Never give us no warning at all.
Well, at least way this time they sent you a letter.
Yeah. I think they're just rubbing it in, eh? What am I going to do?
Well, now, maybe they'll do something. Perhaps they're just going to be here for... How long is it?
2 weeks. So, 2 long, drawn out, miserable, tortured weeks.
You poor old barn.
I can't go through with it, Ed.
Oh,
can't do it. Oh, you just don't know, Abner. You just don't know.
Yeah, well, Grandpap, I recollect when Grimey and his family was here that other time, but you never did tell me exactly what the trouble was. And you were so tore up, I just hate to ask you about it.
Now, sir, I don't mind telling you now, Abner. Here's the whole thing.
Yeah.
Grimey Ludlow is healthy.
Well,
there's the healthiest one spavin-legged varmint in this whole pigeon-toed world, I do believe.
Well, Grandpap, I don't see why that's causing trouble.
Oh, you don't? Do you know what happened the first thing when they come in our place that other time?
No, I weren't over there.
Grimey walked up to me and said, "Well, well, well, my old chum Milford," and then he slapped me on the back.
What's the trouble about that?
Well, after I managed to get back up off the floor...
Oh, knocked you down, huh?
Flattering a fritter. While son Ansel and daughter Utica stood there and laughed. Truffle.
Well, I bound you, it did look funny.
Well, it weren't funny, I'll tell you that. After I got up on my feet again, he grabbed my hand and gave me a big, hearty handshake.
Well, that sounds friendly, I'd say.
Then, while Charity was looking for some bandages to wrap up my hand with, Grimey says, "Milford, old chum, I never would have known you. No, sir, never in the world. Here you are 7 months younger than me, and you look 30 years older." That's what he said.
Of course, now, come to think of it, as I recollect, he do look older than he
is. Well, what of it? Man's just as old as he feels. I've always claimed that. In general, I feel pretty old.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but tell me more about Grimey.
Well, sir, being as we wasn't prepared for him, why, me and Grimey had to sleep together on the sofa in the park.
Oh, my.
When I got my undershirt off, Grimey started shaking his head, saying what a shame it was to let myself get so run down. Said he bet I couldn't even chin myself no more. Now, sir, that got my dander up. I bet him $2 I could chin myself 5 times.
Uh-oh.
So I reach up and grab that pole that holds the 4 tiers there, and for some reason or another, I couldn't lift myself 2 inches.
Well, naturally.
So Grimey comes over and he says, "Here, I'll give you a start." And he takes hold of my feet and pushes me up so hard my head hits the ceiling and Mike and I split it open.
Yeah.
Bust the board there and the ceiling wide open.
Yeah, I noticed that place where the board's busted there.
But he ain't satisfied with that. He pushes me up once more, and this time the pole must have bowed some way or other, and I got my head in it. And there I hung, half choking to death.
Oh, my baby.
And Grimey says, "That's the time, Milford. See how long you can hold yourself up there. I'll count first," he says.
How far did he count to?
Oh, no telling. I'd more than likely still be up there, though, if that pole hadn't splintered and broke.
Yeah, oh, well, he was lucky there.
Oh, yeah, lucky. All it done was sprang both wrists and wrenched my back when I hit the floor.
Back down on the floor again?
Back down on the floor again.
You must have spent about half of them 2 weeks down on the floor.
At least a week.
Well, now, Grandpap, you can't go through nothing like that again.
Of course I can. That first day I just told you about was the easiest day I had.
Easy.
From there on, that critter had me doing exercises, swinging some Indian clubs he carried around with him, running up old Piney Mountain every morning before breakfast.
What do you want to run up there for?
I don't know. Never did find that out.
Ain't nothing interesting to see up on Piney Mountain.
Well, I couldn't see by the time I got up there, no way. All I know is when he'd carry me back in the house, I'd be so tired I couldn't eat my carrots.
Carrots? For breakfast?
Breakfast, dinner, and supper.
Oh, Lord.
Never made no difference. That was the main thing we ate. He claimed carrots was the greatest one thing a body could eat. I ate so many of them things for 2 months, I'd go and hide every time I hear somebody mention going rabbit hunting.
Well, Grandpap, what in the world did you do all them things for? You never had to. There ain't no law that says you got to.
I know it. I know it. I don't know what made me do it. He just sort of egged me on, I reckon.
Yeah.
Kept bragging on himself how all far to healthy he was and how ran down I was. I don't know.
Well, you just can't take a chance on going through that again. You ain't as young as you was 5 years ago. Now, I thought about you that's on the show.
I weren't.
Why don't you just hang a big measles sign on your door when you get to
me?
Yeah.
Oh, that wouldn't. Healthy as he is, a few measles wouldn't bother. And they'd miss him. They'd hit the wall.
Yeah. Well, don't just get your shotgun and dare him to step on your property.
Oh, couldn't do that neither. And I'd have trouble with Charity. See, she just loves and admires all the Ludlows. I ain't even dared to show her the letter yet, because then I know what he's saying.
All right, Dobie, wait a minute, Grandpap. I've got ideas here. Why don't you ask Charity if she would like to take a trip over to where this Grimey lives?
Arkadelphia.
Over to Arkadelphia and visit the Ludlows.
But they won't be there. They'll be on their way here.
Well, that's just it. See, you'll miss them all around. And Charity will never be the wiser.
Well, Jiminy Abner, that's it.
Why,
that's
sure.
What I want to do. I'm going right over to the place right now and start packing.
Yeah.
I sure am much obliged to you, Evan.
Oh, that's all right, Grandpap. I've always wanted to do something like this for you. Have a nice trip now.
Yeah, don't worry, I will. You just ain't got no idea what you did to me. So long.
So long.
Yes, and what will happen when Grandpap finds out what Abner has done to it? Will Grimy have enough carrots to last out his visit?